Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon but is on the road right now, and her preaching is entitled Manoah's Wife, Samson's Mom.
A reading from the book of Judges. There was a certain man from Zorah of the clan of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. His wife was barren and had borne no children. An angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Though you are barren and have had no children, yet you will conceive and bear a son. Now then, be careful to take no wine or strong drink and to eat nothing unclean. As for the son you will conceive and bear, no razor shall touch his head, for this boy is to be consecrated to God from the womb. It is he who will begin the deliverance of Israel from the power of the Philistines." The woman went and told her husband, "A man of God came to me, and he had the appearance of an angel of God, terrible indeed. I did not ask him where he came from, nor did he tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will be with child and will bear a son. So take neither wine nor strong drink and eat nothing unclean, for the boy shall be consecrated to God from the womb until the day of his death.' The woman bore a son and named him Samson. The boy grew up and the Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord stirred him." The word of the Lord. I just really want you not to listen to me today and instead read the whole 13th chapter of Judges for yourself, including the middle 17 verses that we don't hear in the reading, because you are going to want to meet Manoah's wife. You can tell immediately that she is no ordinary person. How many people in Scripture do you know who come face to face with an angel without the angel having to say, "Hey, don't be afraid"? Because this angel doesn't say that to Manoah's wife. And it's all good. And it gets better. Mrs. Manoah, let's call her, shares this excellent news with her husband, and he wants to meet the angel himself. He says it's because he wants to do everything properly for this miracle son. And that may very well be true, but I suspect he's actually just wondering whether Mrs. Manoah is hallucinating. He prays to see, and God definitely hears his prayer, but he sends the angel back to Mrs. Manoah. How many people get the angel visit twice? Fortunately, Manoah eventually meets the angel, and he promptly double checks everything the angel has already told Mrs. Manoah. And then, of course, Manoah is terrified because they've seen God and now he's sure they're going to die. And Mrs. Manoah has to reason him back to peaceful mind. Seriously, you do not want to miss this stuff. And when you read it, I hope you notice this. The angel of God doesn't give Manoah his name. And the Bible doesn't give us Manoah's wife's name. But she's the star. And the woman knows how to receive a gift. This final week of Advent, may you too receive every surprising gift that God has in store for you, as together we await the Lord.